Getting the message of your business across is always important, and being seen is often what gives people the memory, the hook to actually come back to you and do business with you. Now, you're getting a chance in May the 18th on Lemon Quay in Truro, in a big marquee, to show your business to the rest of Cornwall. This presence is being offered by the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, and with me is Richard Glover from the Chamber, who's going to give us a few little tidbits about this. First of all, this isn't the first time you've done it, is it?
No, it's the third year now, and we've been gradually building it up. The first year was a little test, and then we took feedback and built that into last year, which was quite a significant step forward. And so we're going to be building on that and building on the feedback that we received from the exhibitors to hopefully create another really successful event.
Just give me an idea of some of that feedback that you got.
What we got from last year was that it was a huge improvement on the previous year, that it was physically structured better. We had the marquee laid out very differently, and people liked that very much. A really great networking area in the middle around coffee and cake, which is how we do things in the Chamber, and a really successful day. People found that we had significant footfall, but also it was all businesses. So rather than having lots and lots of conversations where five of them might be useful, you had maybe 10 conversations where eight of them were useful. And it was a very successful day for most people.
Now, the word people like to bound about from after these sort of things is conversion, isn't it? Converting that sort of money you've laid out on a stall there into real business.
Well, I spoke to one chap who'd taken a double stand, so really properly invested, and he'd paid for that in the first 20 minutes of the fair.
That's quite staggering, isn't it?
Well, in terms of advertising, that worked pretty well for him, I think.
I mean, what do you think is the trick of laying out your stand at a fair like this?
I think one of the things that you need to remember is that people who come to a business-to-business fair, it's a bit different to people who are kind of walking through kind of shopping. People who come to a business fair are looking to do business. So they're looking to network. They're looking to either buy something or sell something. And so it sounds really obvious, but you need to look approachable. It's amazing how many firms arrive and they all have 15 staff there, all arms folded, pouting at everybody as they go past. You need to be very approachable, but also not too complicated. It needs to, from a distance, it needs to be really obvious what it is you're doing.
Okay, so really there's a bit of an NLP in there, isn't there?
Yeah, I guess so. But I think like all chamber events, the business fair is as much about the community as it is about a hard sell. It is about getting together with other businesses and other business people and generating new business through conversations with people, rather than, as I say, some hard sell where you're going to be able to convert today. It's about a proper, sensible set of conversations and a set of relationships that you build.
Okay, so we've got this event in 18th of May coming up. So we've heard about how to lay out your stand and, you know, what happened last year. What about this year then?
Well, it's more of the same, really. We will be having a bit more networking. So rather than seminars this year, there'll be a space where we can all network and get together. And just more of the same, you know, same investment in the layout, a bit more in the dressing of the place, but just work on last year's successful template, I think.
And if people want to book a stand?
You need to contact Amanda in our office. That's amanda@cornwallchamber.co.uk or 01209 216 006.